White House correspondent John Decker joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of news talk stations. Of course, good morning up into Portland, Maine. The pulse of an H and growing. And, John, we just had Corey Lewandowski on. He had managed Donald Trump's first presidential campaign. He's, you know, still close with the former president. I asked him about this event tonight because it's really an event with Hannity on Fox. And we had Paul Steinhauser on a moment ago from Fox. Newsom, DeSantis, I don't know, it's probably going to be more of a show. But Corey said it's more of a debate of 2028 with these two governors than it is of 2024. So what are your thoughts on tonight? How does it play into the current primary race?
Well, I think that's right. I think this is certainly a great opportunity for Governor Newsom more than anything else to introduce himself to a very large audience, Fox News audience, and the largest on cable television. And he's really focused on 2028. He's making plans to run in 2028. For Governor DeSantis, I think he's trying to stop the momentum and get attention away from Nikki Haley, because Nikki Haley's had a really number of good weeks, and that is a reflection of her work that she's done in the presidential polls. And for Governor DeSantis, it's also an opportunity to show what a vision of red state America looks like versus what we see happening out in California.
All right, John, well, we'll see, and that's tonight. And again, you know, it's all coming up soon. Iowa, then New Hampshire, and it could be an endorsement next week from Governor Sununu here. Corey Nowodowski says that won't matter much, but some say it might with independent voters. Thank you, John Decker, our own White House correspondent.